For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
He was a warrior who became a politician and, for many, an American hero. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain has died at age 81. He'd recently stopped treatment for brain cancer. He once said he has no regrets and held no grudges.
If I took offense at everybody who has said something about me or disparaged me or something like that, life is too short. You've got to move on.
At a reception honoring McCain earlier this year, Democrat Chuck Schumer paid tribute.
These are the things I think of when I think of John McCain. I think of his steadfastness, which could also be called stubbornness, his biting sense of humor, which could also be called cantankerousness. And I think of his principle, his unyielding faith in America's values, which cannot be called any other thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Police in Washington, D.C. have made an arrest of last month's shooting death of 10-year-old Micaiah Wilson, who was killed in a hail of gunfire while on her way to buy ice cream. Mayor Muriel Bowser says police are now seeking other gunmen.
It shocked the conscience of our entire community and vividly illustrated the dangers caused by illegal firearms and the wanton disregard for human life displayed that night.
At the University of Chapel Hill in North Carolina, a rally with protesters chanting, "War is over," meaning the Civil War. They were challenging demonstrators demanding the re-erection of a statue of a Confederate soldier that had been toppled. This resident says things got really rough.
I'm seeing flags getting thrown, people getting arrested, and I was just like, whoa, you know, be in tune with what's going on in my town.
Police say 7 people were arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Pope is handing out marital advice while in Ireland. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
About 400 young couples gathered at St. Mary's Pro-Cathedral in Dublin Saturday to ask Pope Francis about marital advice. Many are about to be married, others are newlyweds. Some couples wondered why marriages don't last and if it's worth it. The Pope responded that marriage is more than an institution.
It's a decision that's taken knowingly for the whole of life and to help one another and protect one another.
The Pope gave some age-old advice that we might recognize, says never go to bed angry.
And then rancor begins. So fight as much as you want. Have as many arguments as you want, but at night, make peace, all right? You mustn't forget that, young people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The government says orders last month for so-called durable goods dropped by twice as much as analysts had predicted they would. USA's Chris Barnes breaks down that report.
Orders for items meant to last at least 3 years falling 1.7% in July. They were dragged down by a big retreat in aircraft orders. Analysts had forecast a decline of 0.8%. The Commerce Department reports orders for non-defense goods other than aircraft were actually up 1.4% last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio